Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Three Americans that U.S. officials say were wrongfully detained in China for years are being released. One of the men had been facing a death sentence on drug charges. The other two were imprisoned on espionage charges, all of them soon headed home. One of the busiest travel days of the year is coming with a dose of something that might make you smile.
The good news for everybody who is driving is gas prices have been sliding down. AAA, in fact, is projecting that gas prices, the national average, could dip below $3 a gallon for the first time in 3 years.
That's ABC's Trevor Ault. Some other economic news this morning. The Commerce Department says the nation's GDP rose a healthy 2.8% in the third quarter. The Labor Department says applications for unemployment benefits ticked down even further. However, inflation has inched higher, with price pressures remaining stubborn. The NYPD is deploying sanitation trucks and blocker vehicles along the route in Manhattan for tomorrow's Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A record number of people will fly or drive for the Thanksgiving holiday. According to AAA, nearly 1.6 million Wisconsinites might be on the move. That number keeps rising after the height of the pandemic when fewer people were traveling. The vast majority will be driving, with more than 1.4 million Wisconsin residents hitting the road. They say the worst traffic today is 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. And then the other busiest times to drive throughout the next few days are Friday morning, Saturday evening, Sunday from noon to 6, and pretty much all day Monday. If you're traveling, you're in good company, so be patient and drive safely. And if you live within Madison city limits, there's no trash pickup on Thursday or Friday. If it's usually picked up on Wednesdays, the sanitation workers are coming to pick it up today. For people whose trash is usually picked up on Fridays, yours will be collected on Monday. Plus, the Streets Division drop-off sites close after this weekend. That's where you can take all the big things that don't fit in a garbage can. So this weekend is your last chance to drop off big items like yard waste and electronics. And millions of Americans will be spending Thanksgiving with relatives on the other side of the political divide, maybe the first time they've seen them since the election. Experts have some advice if you're in that situation. Emma Nadler is a therapist and author. She suggests people consider what their overall goal is for the gathering and for their relationships and respond accordingly.
When you feel yourself getting angry, frustrated, take a few seconds to consider, how do I honor my purpose here? What do I want to say next that brings me back to why I'm here at this holiday?
The group Braver Angels promotes civil political discussions. It suggests people focus on finding out where the other person's coming from without putting them on the defensive and try to find common ground before stating an opposing viewpoint. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks get the win without Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Just before the game, the Bucks learned that Giannis Antetokounmpo could not go due to swelling in his left knee. The Bucks still managed to win 106-103 over the Miami Heat. Center Brooke Lopez and how Damian Lillard led the Bucks with 37 points and 12 assists.
Yeah, he was clearly locked in, you know, and it definitely gave everyone something to follow. He was such a great leader out there, and you know, we all played off him.
NFL, the Packers may be shorthanded at linebacker. When they play the Dolphins tomorrow night at Lambeau Field, Isaiah McDuffie and rookie Edgerrin Cooper unable to practice. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley asked, how did linebacker Quay Walker perform Sunday night against the 49ers?
I thought Quay played his best game. I was really proud of him, and it was really cool to see. I think if you ask Quay the week before, I think he would tell you he didn't play his best game. The way he responded and the way he practiced, it was like he was on a mission last week.
That's Packers coach Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Our travel weather will be pretty good through this holiday weekend, but take a warm jacket because it's going to be cold. Today, partly cloudy, 39 this afternoon. Tonight, flurries, 23. Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy, 32. By Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it'll be cold with highs in the mid-20s and lows in the teens. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 29.
At Burlow Mattress, Black Friday is going on all month long. Get a free adjustable base upgrade with a mattress set purchase. Every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally just for you, which means we're passing on hundreds, even thousands of dollars in savings to you all month long. Plus, your Burlow mattress is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. You won't find a better Black Friday deal or a higher quality mattress anywhere else for less. A lot less. American made, locally crafted. Burlow.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a pre-Thanksgiving special. Trigvy Olson, The Lincoln Project, and Pat Kreitlow with a Martha Stewart recipe. Be with us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
You say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. What you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
The Atlantic, Jonathan Chait. His latest piece focuses on Hegseth and deems him Donald Trump's most dangerous cabinet pick. Jonathan, thank you for joining us this morning. I'll put it to you simply. What makes him more dangerous than the rest?
What makes him so dangerous is that he's the embodiment of Donald Trump's unfulfilled first-term ambition of having a defense secretary who's willing to use American troops to employ violence against peaceful protesters.
Went on to say,
Trump demanded this of his defense secretaries during his first term, and those secretaries refused on principle. But Hegseth is obviously very, very enthusiastic about this goal and broadly shares Trump's worldview toward the American left, which he just regards as indistinguishable from foreign enemies.
Hmm. Also, he's a rapist, allegedly.
Well.
Just thought. Damien in York, Pennsylvania, on the bitch please line that we cannot figure out where it's from. Steph, you're all wrong. If you saw the director's cut of a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, it's what Peppermint Patty originally said when she saw what Snoopy cooked for them. But, you know, it was 1974, and it wouldn't have made it past the censor, so they changed it. The more you know, Damien.
Didn't Snoopy cook, like, popcorn and jelly beans?
And toast?
Yeah. He didn't cook. That was the point. It was toast
right.
And jelly beans.
Well,
yeah.
You have to cook toast.
Whatever you're cooking for Thanksgiving, we are thankful for you and our Stephanie Miller Show family. Scott is back. Did you know that? Stephanie Miller and crew. I've been a loyal listener for so long. I remember when you went to Air America. Okay, we were never Air America.
We were never Air America.
I remember Rebecca Baker on drums. I listen to your show every day except on weekends. That's the only reason I hated Saturday and Sunday. I'm even the official bagpiping Buddhist park ranger of the Stephanie Miller Show.
I remember him.
Yeah, yeah. That was a niche.
Yeah.
So I've been truly a longtime listener. I've been devastated these last 3 weeks. I went into a hole and hid there, not able to watch any news or listen to Stephanie Miller. Oh, eek. Well, this morning I couldn't get back to sleep, so I thought I'd give it the old college try. Stephanie and crew, I'm back. Yeah. That's it, Scott. And I'm pissed, and I'm ready to fight for my country and my constitution and my compatriots. So, Joe from Jurors and Karen in Chicago and Dana and Carlos, I got your back. And Steph, I missed you, but I'm back to listening every morning with great love, Scott. Welcome home, Scott. Speaking of home, look who's here. It's
Uncle Carlos.
I take it black, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos sells Rocky.
I have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain-grown coffee.
Carlos sells Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
And baked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Mm-mm. Hola, Carlos.
Carla. You know, I was so despondent that I had to go to the happiest place on earth on Sunday just to wash away all my fears. And then I come back, and a few days later, I'm like the cowardly lion in Wizard of Oz. Let me know when it's over. I can't look. Let me know when it's over.
The best place to go, the best place to go after all of this is Disneyland, because the real world doesn't intrude.
He went on a roller coaster at Disneyland. Yeah, I love Scott tweeted, due to recent cutbacks, the light at the end of the tunnel has been shut off.
Yeah.
There's no humor too dark right now.
Yeah.
Right. Someone else tweeted, you know what's really depressing? Our 4-year sentence hasn't even started yet. It hasn't even started yet. It's only 3 weeks. Jody, 3 weeks
ago.
I know. It's fantastic.
I'm going to have somebody tell me how bad his inaugural speech is going to be.
Oh, yeah. I'm not watching that.
I can't watch.
No.
I cannot watch
it. Oh, and here's one for you. I saved, I guess, the quote for you. I was at the bottom of my class. I started doing heroin. I went to the top of my class. Suddenly, I could sit still and I could read. Who said that?
Oh,
Cat
Jimmy
Dog.
Carter.
No, that would be our new Director of Health and Human Services, Bobby Kennedy, said that. Oh, do we have it? Yeah,
sure. It's 13.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, here he is.
And I was at the bottom of my class. Mm-hmm. I started doing heroin. I went to the top of my class. Suddenly, I could sit still and I could read.
Oh, wow.
There's a new message for the kids. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You tweeted about New Brunswick measles outbreak spreads to 44 people, mostly unvaccinated children.
Yeah.
Get your face up in it, America.
Yeah, it turns out that you don't have to convince smart people. You just have to fool less smart people to win an election.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to celebrate education. You just have to manipulate those who are not.
Our friend Joe from Jurors tweeted, So a whole bunch of Trump voters with pre-existing conditions are now realizing they voted to take their health care away, and a whole bunch of contractors are now realizing they voted to take their construction workers away, and a whole bunch of farmers are now realizing they voted to take their farm workers away. This was not, Carlos, this isn't even about education. It's just basic critical thinking skills. He told you all this. He's like, this was hidden, right?
Yes. And again, none of this was about the price of eggs, as I tweeted about going to Disneyland and seeing a jam-packed park.
80 million people are traveling, the most in American history are traveling over
Thanksgiving.
Yes.
While it might be tough for some, this is false. This was never about the Middle East. This was never about the price of eggs. This was about false information, a billionaire buying a platform so that it could pump in false information to scare uneducated white folks and some Latinos. And some black folks that are afraid of female power.
Yeah. You tweeted telling that Rogan was not willing to travel to interview a standing vice president and presidential candidate. Yet the other, Joe and Mika, did please don't hurt me crawl over to Florida. Normalizing Trump is weakness. Zero respect given to either. We've been talking all morning, Carlos, about it. So this is interesting. Yasser Ali tweeted, 73% of the overall cable news audience is watching Fox News. MSNBC is getting 16%. CNN's getting 11%. These numbers are in the aftermath of the election, not pre-election. We were saying that Joe and Mika's has been the steepest. They lost literally in 3 days 40% of their viewers.
It doesn't mean that you have to turn to something that's worse or more abhorrent. You might be defeated and say, gosh, they're not speaking to me anymore, and they disappointed me, but I don't see that as a genuine turn to Fox News. Hopefully the Stephanie Miller Show shows like yours are the void that you can jump into now, or were formerly.
Oh, we have welcomed all of Morning Joe's former viewers, basically. But, you know, so we were talking about that Elon Musk was clearly trolling about buying MSNBC. He's called it the utter scum of the earth. He has called the channel that peddles propaganda. Did he say that on Fox News?
Yes, he did.
Right.
Yeah.
And he said MSNBC's going down, started posting memes about buying the channel. So, you know, obviously, as everybody's saying, he's joking to troll the libs. But contrary to claims that I'm just reading from a media piece, contrary to claims that Trump's allies are posting on X, Comcast has not put a for sale sign on MSNBC's doors. If the Comcast chief really wanted to sell the liberal news channel, he could have done that already. Instead, he's moving MSNBC and a half dozen other cable channels to SpinCo, a pure play cable programming company. The hope is that spinning off the pressured but profitable channels will boost shares of both Comcast and SpinCo. This is kind of inside baseball, but it's Comcast risk as the transaction will take about a year. Could someone swoop in with a bid for MSNBC? It's complicated. So, you know, SpinCo executives may well conclude that offloading MSNBC is not in the best interest of shareholders, since the channel's loyal audience is a form of leverage in negotiations with cable distributors. Selling MSNBC to win favor with the president-elect is simply not the plan. I've sensed quite a bit of enthusiasm at MSNBC about SpinCo, actually, because the new structure would allow for more investment into MSNBC, CNBC, and the other brands, yada, yada. Yeah. My point, Carlos, that we've been saying is replace Joe and Mika, right?
Yeah.
We know this, Chris, right, as a morning show. Yeah. You either lift or pull down the entire network.
That's right.
You know, we were the highest rated show on current TV, you know.
Somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened, but we were.
Whatever.
But, smart jokes.
Yeah, but no, we were saying there are a lot of great talent at MSNBC, including on the weekends, that do not bend the knee to Trump. We just had a bunch of programming, you know, suggestions now. But, you know, even we were saying Michael Steele, that whole weekend show, he's a Republican. He hasn't switched parties, and he is not bending the knee to
Joe
Trump,
Walsh.
I tell you. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Joe Walsh is another, you know.
If you feel like you need balance or whatever, you know, but we gave, what, 4 or 5 fantastic programming solutions for mornings at MSNBC.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Did anybody confront Joe and Mika? Like, did they sit down with an interviewer, like a Piers Morgan type, to say, why did you bend a knee?
They did. Mika did a podcast. It just made it worse. Like, first of all, Joe Scarborough made it worse. He goes, oh, we saw the disconnect between the, you know, real world and social media, that all my friends called and said it was great. It's only, you know, like a few cranks on social media. It's like, no, it's like half your audience.
Yeah. It's kind of like Chris Rock going, like, hey, let me buy you a burger after Will Smith smacked him.
Yeah.
Can I take you out to breakfast?
No, it was his smugness that then, because I tuned in to say, like, okay, if they legitimately said, wow, this was obviously a mistake, and we were scared. We were scared of getting, whatever, if they were real about it. But it's just, you know.
So Joe Rogan wouldn't sit with a vice president, but you, like I said, you would travel over to Mara Skanko to visit him? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Who?
It's exactly the wrong message. We're all scared, Carlos, but that's exactly the wrong message to send is for people to cower. Do not cower, right?
This is what we need, the artists. We need the musicians. We need the painters. We need the comics. We need the Marc Marons of the world to say, no, man, what are you doing? And Klitschko coming forward and saying, Joe Rogan, you're just spewing.
Russian
Let
dissidents.
Me come on your show.
Russian dissidents are telling us this is how, you know, Putin happened. We got complacent. We thought, like, this is not the time. And I get people are tired. It's the holidays. Right. Like, rest, recharge, do whatever. Go on your roller coaster. Go on your small world, Carlos, whatever. But then come back and get in the fight, because it's our country, too.
Well, if you do, as I had reported that Sport the Sports, Colin Cowherd was saying the same thing I was saying about Disneyland being full. He goes, I look around me, restaurants are doing well, they're full, flights are full, these are normal people, amusement parks are full. So that's the real evidence. Don't believe what you hear from the misinformation Elon Musk, that things are so bad and this is No. Just go out and see. People are living their lives. Yeah, there's inflation all over the world and prices have gone up, but they're not sitting at home doing nothing. Yeah. People are living. And the Democrats are trying to make it better. They're not going to impose tariffs, which are going to make it worse.
It was a worldwide throw the bums out, throw the incumbents out. But we did better than any other country on inflation. And if we were just saying, so, you know, obviously Biden announced the deal between, you know, the ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. This one, the White House reporting 3 Americans who are being held in China are coming home after a deal with President Biden's administration. I'm telling you, he will go down as being one of the most successful presidents domestically and on foreign policy ever.
Especially with what he had to deal with, and starting with the fact that Trump left a vacuum by negotiating with the Taliban in Afghanistan. He had to deal. He probably was too hasty. He probably acted with impatience on that move, but he did get us out of the war.
In what? Afghanistan?
But comparison to Trump's numbers, minuscule.
Go back. Were you talking about Afghanistan?
Yeah, he was dealt a hand by Trump.
That's what I mean. That was Trump's withdrawal plan. He's going to I mean, so now he's going to court-martial the people that carry out the Trump plan? He's the one that cut the Afghan government out and negotiated with the Taliban. You know,
yes.
Joe Biden got us out of America's longest war with the most successful evacuation we've ever seen. You know, again, the mainstream media, because they showed the few people jumping on planes, like, you know, over and over and over, they fed the right wing talking about the point that, oh, this was such a mess, you know.
Well, I remember David Axelrod saying maybe he was a little bit too impatient with the exit, but...
David Axelrod can suck my...
Well, in defense of that, I don't think there was ever going to be a good exit after the Afghan government wasn't involved. There was no way.
Yeah, it wasn't going to be like leaving Montauk or Nantucket on the ferry.
Biden administration didn't abandon the Kurds, which helped us in the war. So, yeah, Biden, under the circumstances that he had to take office with COVID, with post-COVID, with the debacle that was the handling of COVID, with Afghanistan, with I believe, Netanyahu and Putin going, don't worry, Trump, we're going to start a couple wars for you. We're going to make it bad so that you will win this election.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a conspiracy theory. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Biden had to deal with so much. The Democrats had to deal with so much.
I mean, if he makes
not to mention misinformation, racism, white fear. This is how he lost. White fear. You are being replaced. You will be marginalized. You will no longer be the majority. That was the core of what scared people to the polls.
It's brown people taking your housing and making
your stuff
more expensive and taking all your stuff and your hurricane
aid. Which is what I tweeted. The AI robots that freaking Musk is building are stealing your jobs and eating your cats and dogs. It's okay. They're robots. They're white.
All right. 20 minutes after the hour. Off to a raucous coffee with Carlos. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo!
Listen, you know what? This is a feel-good move. Because not only can you feel good about saving money and being with the best phone company in the world, you're making a difference.
Yep.
You think you can't make a difference? You feel like a who in Whoville?
Uh-huh.
You're not. Say, we are here. We are here. We are on Credo Mobile. Switch to Credo. Do it. Do it. Do it. They've given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that are going to need you more than ever right now. March for Our Lives, Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All. When you join Credo, you get the nation's largest, most reliable network. You get great deals on new phones. You get great customer service. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Check this out. I've got a cherry on top. 25% off your service, Stephanie Miller listeners. For 2 years, if you use the code STEF25 at credomobile.com. That is credomobile.com.
You got spunk. I hate spunk.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. CB Distillery is having a massive Black Friday sale. Save up to 60% off their entire site with the promo code VIP. That's you. If holiday chaos has you stressed out and sleepless, bring back the merry and bright with CBD from CB Distillery. They have natural solutions for pretty much everything. Stress, sleep, post-workout pain, even mood and focus. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. And it's a perfect gift for those on your list that have everything. Stuff their stockings with better sleep. Treat your gym buddies to less pain after exercise. Grab a little holiday calm for yourself. We all love either the gummies, the tincture, I use the Relief Stick after my long bike rides. It is like magic for all of us. Right now, you can save up to 60% off CB Distillery's Black Friday sale. It's the perfect time to stock up and get all of your shopping done. CBDistillery.com, the code is VIP for 60% off. That's CBDistillery.com, the code is VIP. CBDistillery.com, not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Stephanie Miller.
So, Shimon, It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Rocky tweets, "You're not the boss of me," I say, as I let the dog in and out 17 times in a row. That's me. The most frequent conversation at my house is, "Oh, you just went out."
But you have a dog door.
I have to go again.
You have a dog door.
I know, but when it's been at night in bed when the bedroom door is shut, I got to go down. To right, far away, dog.
Correct.
Bonnie Clyde are getting groomed right now. We want to say happy Thanksgiving and so how thankful we are to our whole Stephanie Miller Show family. Dawn, Blue Dot in Wyoming. Be it, by the way, reach out to your Blue Dot friends in red because people are scared and they're, you know, surrounded by Trumpers. To my morning peeps, thank you for making the increasingly cold mornings in Wyoming a bit warmer. You make me laugh and have hope that we can still overcome the hate and ugliness in this country. Dawn in Casper, Wyoming. I was just telling Malcolm Carlos's story about, you know, people being emboldened by Trump and his racism and misogyny and about a little grade school boy that's being bullied, that his bully made him write the N-word and say, that's who what you are. And, you know, just they feeling emboldened to call, you know, you know, people by the N-word, et cetera, whatever it is. And it's just that's the, you know, the battles we're also going to be fighting day by day is just being surrounded by this hate and ugliness.
Yeah, I saw a couple of young teens. I saw one MAGA hat at Disneyland. I saw one young teen in, like, this America, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, this kid, it's learned behavior. Mm-hmm. And it is. It's all the Joe Rogan stuff. It's all the take an ice bath stuff, workout. Women are you know, objects for your pleasure. It's just gross.
Yeah.
Men are so fragile right now.
Yeah. Kim wrote, hey, Steph, I went straight to dead inside angry and haven't left. Haven't cried, probably won't. Yours is the only show I'll watch now. I sent a tweet about a friend who had a friend whose trans grandchild committed suicide right after the election. Take care of yourself in this upside down up time. And then, Steph, what can we do to help you through this? Oh, just stay with me, Kim.
Buy our stuff.
Buy our stuff. But also, you know, Carlos, we were saying, in honor of Kamala, you know, ask who you can lift up, not who you can beat down, because a lot of people are going to need, and that's all we can do right now is person by person, you know, lift someone up that's having a tough time. It's really scared in all this, you know.
Yeah, and focus on that. Focus on the future and going forward. Don't relitigate the past of, oh, we could have won if this person was a candidate.
I'm done with coulda, shoulda, woulda.
No, we're done. Again, there's nothing that was going to fight the force that was misinformation and fear.
Thank you.
And being backed by gajillionaires, several of them, two of them South African.
Yeah.
Illegals.
Nelson in Florida, real quick. Hey, Nelson, you're on with Carlos.
Hey, Stephanie, thanks for taking my call. I love your show. Stephanie, you're right. We do have to fight back. It's no more coulda, woulda, shoulda. Joe Biden has prosecutorial immunity, does he not?
Oh, that's true. I'd like to see some dark Brandon stuff, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yep.
I think he's too much of a nice guy, too much of an institutionalist, but damn, I have a dark Brandon list for Christmas. Stuff I would like, Don. 29.
What's yours?
29 minutes after the hour. More coffee with Carlos.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The deer hunt continues through Thanksgiving week, and officials say hunters harvested fewer on opening weekend. Here's Derek Tritz.
Hunters registered 89,203 deer statewide during opening weekend. This is a 1.8% decrease from last year, which wasn't a surprise to deer program specialist Jeff Pritzel.
We are down slightly, which was to be expected given the late start of the opener. We see that in other years when the opening date of the gun season is later, it's further removed from the peak of the breeding season. It's further removed from the peak of daytime deer activity as well. So that kind of played out over the course of the state.
This number is also 4.8% down from the five-year average. However, this statewide decrease doesn't mean each county was behind last year's figures. Several counties like Washara and Dodge County experienced opening weekends significantly better than last year's. Pritzel also expressed how being a deer program specialist doesn't guarantee you a harvest.
I can struggle too. I have yet to see a deer. I hunted in Vilas County opening weekend, and I was in that camp of folks that just were not benefiting from any deer movement, apparently. I spoke to another Vilas County hunter that had his deer in the 17 years he's been hunting up there. I spoke to another one that said it was the worst year that they've had up there. And so just an example of the variation, but I can empathize with those hunters that haven't had a chance to see a deer yet. And the season's young, and there's more opportunities waiting for me, I'm sure.
Regardless of harvest, hunters stayed safe during opening weekend as there were no firearm-involved hunting accidents reported. Gun deer season ends December 1st, which means there's still time for hunters to turn this season into a success.
That's Derek Tritz reporting, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. On your Wednesday before Thanksgiving, this is 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly cloudy and calm today, with high temperatures flirting with 40 degrees. More clouds build in tonight and temperatures fall tomorrow. As winds start to whip, it'll become blustery, where we won't climb above freezing tomorrow and highs struggle to hit the mid-20s for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash Bell makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bell Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
We've got something special planned for the next couple of days, a Thanksgiving holiday treat.
That's right. It's quite imaginative. Check it out.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
from the Middle East. You just spoke with the Prime Minister of Israel and Lebanon.
14.
Reality is, I have no cash. It's all tied up. So right now, if I wanted to call a taxi cab, I can't do it.
Oh, no.
I don't have a credit card. I don't have a checking account. I have no place I can go take cash out except a little bit that I saved, and it's getting down to almost nothing. I have a business. I can do business expenses, but I'm very careful about that because, God forbid, I should make a mistake between a personal and a business expense. Unlike Hunter Biden, I go to jail right away.
Oh, it's despicable. Poor Rudy.
He is so butthurt about Hunter Biden.
He really, oh, poor Rudy. Rudy's, you know, here's an idea. Don't lie about the election and about election workers and defame them. Then you won't, then yeah, you could.
He destroyed their lives.
Oh, my God. I love that the judge also rejected his request to delay the trial so he can go to Trump's inauguration parties. Mm-hmm. They said the defendant's social calendar does not constitute due cause. I mean, Carlos, that's the only thing. Like, all of these people are not going to get the same pass, the same immunity that Trump got.
No, they never were. And again, this is what Michael Cohen warned about. He's just going to use you and toss you under the bus, just like wives, women, people.
Yeah. By the way, Sean P. Diddy Combs is borrowing from the playbook of Donald Trump in his latest attempt to secure bail, citing First Amendment protections to counter allegations. He's been trying to influence his upcoming sex trafficking trial.
Same ilk, man. Just gross.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay. By the way, this is Canada's top military commander.
Mm-hmm. After 39 years of career as a combat arms officer and risking my life in many operations across the world, I can't believe that in 2024, we still have to justify the contribution of women to their defense and to their service in their country. And all the women sitting here in uniform, stepping in and deciding to get into harm's way and fight for their country need to be recognized for doing so. So again, and that, folks, is the distraction, not the women themselves. So again, just wanted to be clear.
So here we are. We have a Secretary of Defense candidate who is a rapist, allegedly, who will not allow women to serve.
I mean, he doesn't want to be tempted.
Yeah, yeah. And tell me misogyny was no part of this whole election. Here is David Frum on...
And that's where a Secretary of Defense, a like-minded one, can be very helpful. Hegseth does not have to be an administrative genius. He doesn't have to be even ordinarily smart to be able to figure out which of the colonels in one stars, like Trump, will do his bidding and should be fast-tracked to higher rank where they can hold important commands, where they can do damage to the security of the United States and the democratic institutions of the United States. I would be worried about his role in promotions.
Yeah. Yeah. Not to mention that he has openly talked about turning the military on, you know, the enemies within, you know, Americans.
Yeah. It's like trying to make the movie 300 with the little rascals. We are Sparta! Come on, Petey!
How about this, where the Republican Party is nearly a quarter of Republican voters say they want Trump to run for a third term in 2028, despite that being, what's the word, Jody? Illegal? Unconstitutional?
Oh, no, they'll fix it. Hmm? His Supreme Court will fix it and arrange it for him.
Can you predict anything? Whether his Supreme Court will wipe their ass with the 22nd Amendment? I don't know.
Yep. They'll find a reason.
Yeah.
They'll hire some lawyers. They'll get some more Judge Cannons to do his bidding.
Mm-hmm. Tracy in Mesa, Arizona, you're on with Carlos.
Hey, y'all. Carlos, I have reason to believe that RFK Jr. has been giving medical advice to players in the NFL.
Yeah, particularly
the 49ers. Did you see this article about... Yeah, did you see this article that Chad Ochocinco, he was on some podcast and said that when he was playing, he used to collect urine from his teammates and heat it up and soak his ankles in it to prevent injuries?
Ew.
That's a lot of jellyfish things.
Yeah, it is.
Ew.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. Yeah, people are looking...
Are leeches going to be back? Because they're gross.
They'll be
really?
Back.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, Chad Ochocinco.
Wow.
So I love how he supports soccer, but not that move.
I love that boys call the sport the sports with you.
Oh, by the way, I'm wearing this Giants jersey, and I'm really upset right now because the Dodgers just bought Blake Snell. They're not powerful enough. They have to buy another World Series. And sports are greed, and greed is evil, and that represents Trump.
Okay. Thank you.
Did you just say the Dodgers were like Trump?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Tienen, one of their middle relievers, is a big Trumper. And, yes, they're buying up everybody. There's like, we can buy more players than you can. You will never win. We are going to win. There's no such thing as justice and fairness.
They're following the rules.
We're rich, rich, rich. You will lose,
they're
lose, lose.
They're following the rules.
Oh, dear. Dodger Blue has been impugned. Okay. In the final weeks of Biden's administration, his Department of Health and Human Services is proposing a new rule for Medicare and Medicaid recipients that will likely touch off a confrontation with the aforementioned former heroin addict Health and Human Services Director Bobby Kennedy. They're now proposing weight loss drugs like Ozempic be covered by Medicare and Medicaid. They said the rule is necessary to fight ongoing obesity epidemic in the United States. Bobby Kennedy, very interesting what substances he thinks are okay and which ones are not. Because, yeah. Right?
We're now making coke with heroin.
I can't believe he said that out loud, that his heroin helped him study better. Okay, so
not
kids will not get
loud,
vaccinated, but
tape.
They'll get heroin for study hour? Pardon?
He was on tape on camera.
Top of class, bitches.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, then. By the way, Trump's only going to get creepier and more demented. Have we mentioned that part?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you see this? Donald Trump, she's a little African-American girl at his golf club. He asked a young fan if he could buy her hair for millions of dollars during a bizarre encounter at his Florida golf club. He was driving his little, what are those things called, buggies?
Golf carts,
whatever.
Buggy.
He suddenly spotted the young girl and said, "Oh, I love that girl. I love that hair. I want her hair. Can I buy your hair?
Ew.
I'll pay you millions for that." Is that not the creepiest?
Ew.
Yeah.
The girl appeared to say, "I voted for you." She's a little girl, first of all. She didn't. Trump then called the girl beautiful. Ew, ick.
Ew,
and invited
gross.
Her to join him in the golf cart. No!
Don't do
no.
it!
Stay away.
Can I buy your hair?
He's the chitty chitty bang bang guy. Ice cream, lollipops, all free today. I love your hair.
So weird. Okay. By the way, speaking of his golf club, so this assassination attempt, quote unquote.
Yeah, man, 12 miles away or something.
The man alleged to have plotted an assassination attempt, penned a lengthy letter from his jailhouse in which he railed against Democrats and contemplated civil war. All this, them blaming Democrats, these are two lunatics.
Angry white males.
Thank you. The letter was sent to Politico days before the election, but was just published Tuesday. In it, Ryan Ruth, the guy arrested at the golf club, he also urged Americans to surround the Capitol if Trump lost the election. Trump had railed against Democrats after the attempt and said, "Their rhetoric is causing me to be shot at." Obviously, Ruth's letter shows no affinity to the Democratic Party. I mean, the fact that he got used this to, play victim again is just extraordinary.
No, the only thing that kind of tracks is that those ear patches were made by Democratic workers who were... non-union, being underpaid.
But once again, I blame the mainstream media. It's like, and the first guy was a registered Republican as well. I mean, why that they let them spin it that, it's Democratic rhetoric that's causing this against, poor Trump. I can't.
Don't normalize him, folks. Do not normalize this demon.
Oh, God. All right. Oh, you know what? In the parade of horribles? even gotten to yet? I don't mean to be shallow, but what is wrong with Cash Patel's eyes? Jesus Christ, he looks like a
heroin.
Here, yeah. Cash, have some heroin. It'll help you.
He's just like a rage doll. Like his eyes, like he's so angry all the time. His eyes are. So they're talking about, yeah, he would get some FBI, Justice Department somewhere. Trump is considering naming him to a position that would not require Senate confirmation. Patel would be an extremely controversial selection for any leadership role, including director of the FBI. One analyst said he has repeatedly talked about using the Justice Department to go after Trump's political enemies and the media. The transition team seems to have accepted that Patel would not be confirmed, even by a Republican-led Senate. He's the personification of MAGA rage about the Justice Department and the FBI, according to one insider. Trump said he's going to after Trump said he's going to mete out his revenge, it looks like he's going to have a job. Well, he'll be able to do that and do equal damage at the CIA, where he has also waged war on the intelligence community. I mean, Carlos, they're going to be populated by people that are going to destroy the things they're supposed to be leading. And God knows how that's going to work out for us.
They're not cabinet picks. They're Dick Tracy thugs. It's just, it's laughable. And it's frightening. It is frightening when people that are not qualified to be are put into leadership positions.
Yeah.
You thought the first administration was bad and his handling of COVID was bad. Strap in.
Exactly. That's why we need all the love we can get. Huh? Melanie says, Steph, I want to thank you, Jody, Chris, and guest rock star Lonnie for being here. I have family that voted for him. I tried to reach them. They couldn't or wouldn't ever give me a single reason why they were voting for him. That awful non-answer and what it means, that awful sinking feeling when I talk with them. I don't think the fever will ever break, and it's incredibly sad, but I'm grateful for all of you and this wonderful community you've built. We need all of you now more than ever. Love and light, Melanie. At you, Melanie. It's like you keep saying.
It's not like you have to hate him, but
go to Disneyland.
Again, you're multiplying by
zero. Be with your family. I go bike riding. Do stuff that, you know, feeds your soul. But we got to stay in this fight.
Yeah, I have some friends that are of the Trump ilk, and I will have to interact with them. It doesn't mean I have to continue to interact with them, and I can be polite. But this is not a political argument. It's a moral argument.
Yeah.
You can be politically disparate and say, I have some conservative values. I have some... I'm religious, I'm spiritual, and those differences are fine, but you cannot justify voting for that person, especially when
you
know better. You know better.
Carlos, that's what I mean. I keep saying, this isn't normal politics. Oh, we disagree on the border or tax rates or whatever. This is, you voted for a despicable rapist, felon, traitor to this country. Just based on any of his rhetoric. I'm sorry, I know we're not supposed to talk down to people. I'm sorry, you are stupid and you're evil if you voted for this stupid, evil man. I mean, I don't know. We are in 1930s Germany. I'm not going to hedge my words.
Yeah. I just want to do a man on the street interview out in front of churches going, excuse me, how is the service? Great. Did you vote for Trump? Yeah. It's not working.
It's not taking.
You don't need to go
whatever's
anymore.
Going on in there, it's not taking. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not taking. It didn't work.
Yeah. 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Heat Holders.
Yeah.
People
heat
love them.
Heat Holders.
Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott. I feel like.
Hold the heat with Heat Holders.
Yeah, I see him in like a winter storm in Wyoming.
I just want to hold your heat.
Wearing Heat Holder socks on his horse. Okay, listen, Heat Holder socks, the warmest thermal socks in the world. And did you know they're like a thermostat for your feet? They come in originals, lights, and ultralights, depending on what kind of cold you're facing.
Yeah.
What, is that all they make, Chris? No!
No!
Hats, gloves, I love their blankets, jackets, fleece vests. They keep you warm no matter what kind of cold you're facing, right? It's for us. I mean, yeah, granted, we're kind of pussies, but it gets cold here in L.A. in the winter in the morning. Just saying, if you're going on a bike ride or a hike, we need to be warm here, too.
That's right.
There you go. And right now, heatholders.com, if you order this week through Cyber Monday with the code Miller25, you get 25% off plus free shipping with any purchase of $25 or more. Heatholders.com. That code is Miller25 for 25% off through Cyber Monday.
Is this the fun part? Are we having fun yet?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction. There's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone company to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. And those nonprofits need our help now more than ever. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to CredoMobile.com. And for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. One more time, that is CredoMobile.com. The code is STEPH25. If you're ever worried about the safety of your home and family, there is no better time to act. Right now, you can get 60% off a new Simply Safe security system, their best deal of the year. Simply Safe is the home security I trust. I've been using it for years. I love the peace of mind it brings, knowing my home is protected 24/7. 60% off, you heard me right, today by visiting simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Old school alarm systems only kick in once someone is already inside your home. Simply Safe stops criminals from entering your home in the first place with its exclusive active guard outdoor protection. Live agents keep watch outside your property 24/7. Plus, there are no long-term contracts, no cancellation fees, and professional monitoring plans start at about $1 a day. Right now, Simply Safe is offering my listeners 60% off any new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That's their best offer of the year, so head over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. Oh, my baby puppies are getting groomed, and they got CBD for dogs, and they're so...
Woof, woof!
Woof, woof, woof!
Dude.
That's how they're...
Bark!
Bark, bark, bark! Oh. Okay, listen, it makes them calm down so they can get groomed, and they don't get nicked or anything because they're being all spazzy. Bonnie, talking to you. Okay, they have something for everybody. We got gummies for Jody. We got tincture for Chris. I use my relief stick on back when I overdo on my bike or my hiking, you name it. It's a perfect gift for everybody on your have everything list. People that have everything, they don't have this. CB Distillery. Right now you can save up to 60% off during CB Distillery's Black Friday sale. It's the perfect time to stock up and get all your shopping done. CBDistillery.com. The code is VIP for 60% off. That's you, VIP. Hey. CBDistillery.com. The code is VIP. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota. Oh, Lindsey Graham being butch again. I love it about Netanyahu.
Now what do you have? You have the International Criminal Court coming after the Prime Minister of Israel, the Defense of, Minister of Israel, for trying to defend the Jewish state. If you help the ICC, we're going to crush your economy.
Oh, gosh, you're so macho. He is a war criminal, just saying, Netanyahu. Okay. One last.
I hope the far left heard that.
Yeah, hi.
I hope the far left that wouldn't vote for Harris heard that. We tried to tell you. Yeah. I know, I was the one that said don't go back and litigate. But on that one, I'm sorry. You got to go there.
Just when you thought you were out?
Exception.
Just when you thought you were out, I dragged you back in.
That's right. You dragged me back in. You dragged me right back in.
One more Thanksgiving love letter. Thanksgiving love letter from Patricia. Oh, and also, hang on, hold please. Esther and Emma. You can ask your Emma. You do as Bobby do.
Woof, man.
Hi, Steph. Love to you and the Mooks. Day after the election, I woke up to my sister-in-law's text, oh, happy day, oh, happy day. My whole family, except a couple of nieces, my husband and kids, are Trump supporters. They live on the East Coast, never left our hometown. They never ask about my kids, although I know all about their grandchildren. I'm just so tired of their superior attitude, and now they're emboldened. I am so sad. We loved the L.A. Sexy Liberal Show. You all were so hilarious. Adam Louise Schiff was dirty.
Yeah.
And hilarious.
Yeah.
The show gave me hope, damn it. You can still get it. SexyLiberal.com, $20 to write to experience all of that hope and enthusiasm we're going
to
need
it's
moving forward.
It's like a
forward.
Time machine.
Yes.
There you go.
Stephen the Mooks, you really are my sanity since the Bush days and Barfy McPuke shoes. Oh, wow. That was Tom DeLay. Now we're going back.
Huh.
We love you, and we wanted to send extra love out to people that are dealing with, you know, Trumper relatives, and, you know, that it's just extra stressful this Thanksgiving. So we love you. All right, just one more. Crook stack is just never going to end. A key informant for House Republicans' impeachment case against President Biden has been indicted again, this time on 10 charges of tax fraud. Oh, you remember this. This was the unreliable drunk Russian asset who was named Smirnoff, which you think you could... Would have seen that coming.
With his name,
Jacob.
You know, I totally forgotten they tried to impeach Biden. I'm like, once again, because Trump told them to. Because he's a vindictive piece of... Right, based on nothing. Smirnoff earlier this year was indicted on charges of lying to the FBI about Biden and his son Hunter, a massive blow to GOP efforts to impeach him. Prosecutors said Smirnoff claimed some of his information came from officials associated with Russian intelligence. His name is Alexander Smirnoff. He's named after vodka... Who could have seen that he was an unreliable drunk?
Well, you know.
No, I don't think you could have seen that coming.
I mean.
What a cocktail.
I mean, you're talking about Russia. Who isn't an unreliable drunk there?
That's true.
Oh, God. Here in the what could possibly go wrong stack, Trump has reaffirmed once he takes office he plans to declare a national emergency and use the military on American streets to accomplish his promise to round up and deport millions of undocumented migrants. Some militia units may see it as their duty to assist with such efforts. In fact, local police may even deputize certain militias to help them deport. Mm-hmm. What could
Andy. Let me at them. Show me where the brown people are. Me and baby are going to clean up the streets.
It is. It's going to be malicious and
Barney. Come here, you little
Barney Fifes. Okay. Oh, my God. Okay, let me go to it. Where'd I go? Anne in Maryland. Hello, Anne.
Hey, how are you?
God, yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
You're doing okay. Yeah, same as the rest of us. I wanted to talk about a couple of things having to do with, I'm as liberal as they get, with the exception maybe of transgender female athletes.
Okay.
And I think that the Republicans spent a lot of time hammering, you know, this into every Republican that has a daughter who competes on a collegiate level or a high school level.
Yeah, they're not so concerned about transgender boys.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not, because it's not an advantage. My sister played on a, you know, boys' soccer team, but my, you know, my brother has never got to play on a girls' soccer team, no matter how tiny they are.
Yeah. Annie, I gotta hang up. Your phone is too bad. I'm sorry. I don't know what is going on, but anyway, Carlos, it's just, again, they spent millions of dollars fear-mongering about, you know, transgender. That's a whole separate discussion, I think, the sports thing from, you know, the lies that they're doing transgender surgery on your kids in school without your permission, or they're in prison or whatever, right?
It's not something that can be solved in a two-minute discussion for sure. But, yeah, they wanted to exploit fears in every manner, and the transition of issue was one of those fears that they wanted to exploit.
Yep. One last effort to support the sports with Carlos. Go watch football. It's Thanksgiving, for God's sake.
Go Giants. The Dodgers are evil.
We love you, everybody. So thankful for you. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll see you back here live Monday on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, if you are hitting the road for Thanksgiving, make sure you join us. Brittany Merlot will be here with a little preview of the road conditions. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
This is Chad Spade. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.